Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Hey, everybody. Great to see you here. Appreciate you being here. Big day. Second day in pads. And also a celebration of Jacoby Jones. We dedicated the practice today to Jacoby Jones because we got a chance to come out here and do what he loved to do so much. And it really couldn't have been any more fitting than to have almost 50 teams here, youth football teams, including girls' flag teams here, yelling all practice, and you heard them, right? I mean, it was pretty loud out there. Had a little substitution issues, I think, because of the crowd noise. So that was fun. But in honor of Jacoby and his amazing energy and smile and love for the game and love for life, I will dedicate that effort to him. All right, what questions do you have?
John, Lamar was out there today. From your viewpoint, how did he make it out of practice today?
Yeah, I thought he did really well. I mean, especially considering the fact he's had to come back from being sick. You know, I thought he looked good. He had a lot of energy. I know he worked really hard to get out here and worked really hard to make sure he was ready to put his best foot forward as best as he could. I thought he did. And even as the practice went on, you could see him kind of finding himself even more and more. So I was really happy about it.
What difference does that make when he's out there, outside the obvious, and it's Lamar?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good point, Brian, and it probably is the obvious. I mean, I don't know if I could say anything other than the fact that your starting quarterback, you know, he's the best quarterback in football, we believe, and we're determined to prove it. And he's out there today working with the guys. It makes a big difference.
Looked like on one of the drills, drive the length of the field, score the touchdown, looked like on the scoreboard. You guys were simulating some stuff. Down by a certain amount of points drill. Just you talk about what that kind of performance in general just speaks to when you come back out here day one and do something like that.
It does say a lot. I mean, to come out like that, 2-minute drill, end of the game, minute 20 left, one timeout, needed a touchdown, down by five, and look fantastic. You know, it's always been a strength of Lamar's. 2-minute, and I thought the whole offense executed well. Defense executed well, too. The offense just made the plays.
Trayvon Long have an injury. Anything you can share on his status?
Yeah, he fell on it, his shoulder. So we'll have to see where we're at when we get back in there.
Zay Flowers out there. Is everything all right with him?
Zay had a personal thing that I excused him for, yes. A family, a celebration. It was actually a wedding that was really important to him.
John, when you get into these padded practices, I mean, you can't do them all the time, but what are you most looking for? Because you're still not being completely physical, right? I saw Roquan Smith, like, back off, hitting a couple guys. What are you looking for when they get the pads?
Well, you play. The thing is, I think when you – to protect each other in those situations where like that, where you know, you might put the other player in danger, we really try to do a good job with our guys, and I think our guys do a great job of respecting one another in those situations. Yet, when both players have a chance to protect themselves, you're going. You know, you have to be going, trying to win the battle. And now you have a physical contest. Remember we said before there were no physical contests to win. Now there are physical contests to win, and the guys want to win them.
John, you seem to have a lot better pass blocking out there today, a lot more time in the pocket for all the quarterbacks. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I thought the O-line did a good job yesterday and today with that. And whether it's the pads coming out or not, but they just were really physical in terms of moving their feet laterally and stopping some of the penetration, especially in some of the games and twists. So. It was an improvement for sure.
It looked like at one point you and Zach and even Arthur Merlin were having a heated conversation. Can you kind of shed some light on just the context?
You guys like throw a word in there like heated, you know, it gives people. And then you'll get ESPN with Jameson's group over here. Hey, Jameson, what about that? Oh, I don't write the headlines. I mean, the article didn't say anything what the headline just said. And he just always hides behind. He hides behind the headline writer, which I respect, and I'm sure it's true. So spirited, we're talking. What we try to do is.
There's some people in this organization that does some things, and people think it's your fault. And you're like, no, it's that other guy.
I can't deny that. I can't deny that. You're right. Focus.
What prompted it?
Well, the point is, we try to be. We say obnoxious in our communication, overzealous in our communication. We're talking about a leverage there in the goal line. Whether we want the defender to be inside or outside in his coverage. How much help does he really have in that coverage? And that's what we were talking about. You know, where do we want to put him? We want to have those conversations all the way through camp about all of our football all the time. We want to be quality controlling ourselves all the time. What's the best way to do it? Oh, there's a line not drawn right on that drawing up there. Whatever it might be, we want to chase perfection in our shared understanding and our vision of how we're going to play the game. It's the most important thing we do. We're here for football. I said, we do. We got to be on the same page on everything we do. So that's part of that. And we have those conversations all the time, and I love it. I mean, I just love it. To me, it's what makes it fun to me, you know, that we're willing to do that and able to do that with our guys. The coaches and players are in a partnership, man. I mean, we are partners in this thing. We work together in this thing. We're trying to be the best we can be together as a football team.
Coach, Marlon mentioned a couple days ago that you lost a little weight, you know, to up. And it seems like, you know, the odds are going to show. I'm sure you weren't worried about him coming in. But can you just talk about how he's looked these 4 or 5 days and, you know, the state of his game?
He's moving super good. Moving super good. He looks great to me. We had another conversation that was a spirited conversation, Marlon and I, about and he asked me about the first step in press coverage, you know, what I thought. And we talked about that. And that's what we should be talking about all the time.
John, we haven't asked you about it, being that it's the end of the first week, the three of the rookies that we haven't seen out here, Isaac, Tampa, and Rigby. Any of those guys do you close? And what's Rigby's story?
Yeah, Rigby, those guys are soft tissue, you know, lower leg. They use the typical things that happen to rookies sometimes, coming off the combine and all that. Adis has been struggling with that since before the combine. Rigby since right around getting here, the combine, whatever. And then Tampa had the sports hernia surgery. So those are all not unusual, certainly frustrating for those guys. They want to be out here. But you can't bring them out too soon or they do it again. Then you got another 5 or 6 weeks. So we're trying to do right by those guys and honestly hold them back just a little bit so when they come back, they're ready to go. Exactly right. I mean, that to me is that's the craft, that's the art of it all. And we try to say, you know, the right to hit somebody, all right, stops where the other player is in jeopardy. You know, so when you can, and guys generally know when it's a compromising situation for the player, and you try to pull up in that type of situation. Great, thank you.
Thank you.